Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and New York City has a new Democratic mayoral hopeful, because you don't have enough choice with Christine Quinn, Bill de Blasio, Bill Thompson, John Lewin, Sal Albanese. Welcome Reverend Eric Salgado. He lives on Staten Island, runs a church in Brooklyn, hosts a radio show, for that matter, church-based, and describes himself as a conservative Democrat. He is also now the only Latino in the Democratic primary. Let's get to know him a little bit. Reverend Salgado, thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian, for inviting me to your show. I know you have a huge audience in the city, and I believe this is a good opportunity for me to express myself and communicate my different ideas, so when the New Yorkers are going to make the right decision, they know that Eric Salgado is also running with great idea for the city of New York.
And since most people don't know you at all, let me start with some basics about yourself. Where and when were you born?
I was born in the Bronx in 1970. I was born over there. My father came from Puerto Rico in 1926. But when I was 2 years old, I was stricken with asthma, childhood asthma. I was taken to Puerto Rico. I was educated over there. I was raised over there. And then I came back to the city I loved when I was 17. And ever since, I have been working in Brooklyn as a community leader, as a businessman, and for the last 10 years as a broadcast radio man.
What kind of business did you have?
Well, we opened, first of all, I started with the Frasca family in an auto part business for 6 years from 89 to 95. In 94, we opened a bookstore with my spouse, Sonia, and we was able to outgrow it through the city. Then in 2003, we founded Radio Cantico Nuevo, which is one of the biggest Spanish evangelical network in the radio network in the city.
So auto parts, bookstore, broadcasting, that's pretty diverse.
It is diverse. When I left the Frasca family, I learned so much from them. It's a famous Italian family that was running, you know, a lot of auto parts. And I worked there for like 6 years, and I learned a lot. But then my wife, Sonia, she wanted always to open a bookstore.
Was it an evangelical bookstore?
It was evangelical bookstore, but we went beyond that. We would start to create a social program to help people to learn the English language, to play instruments. And we did a lot of things with those books. So it was a business, but it was also used to help the community as well.
Where's your church?
My church is in Bensonhurst. I was able to found this church in 90. We're going to celebrate the 15 years anniversary. And it was difficult because there were not many Latino in Bensonhurst. As you know, it was a predominant Italian neighborhood. But we got along with everybody in this neighborhood. Now it changed a lot. It's mostly Russian, Chinese, Korean, Italian, and also Guatemalans, which are the most, which is the members that usually I have in my church.
So why do you want to be mayor?
Well, I have been very successful working as a community leader. So I believe I have the sensibility to work with the most vulnerable one, with immigrants, with people that probably other people don't pay attention to, but I have been paying attention. And I have done that well for the last 24 years. But at the same time, I have the combination of being a successful businessman. I have many ideas that create a lot of jobs in this city. And I believe that right now, New Yorkers, they're not looking for a career politician to come and talk and talk and talk and talk. That's all we're hearing, a lot of talking and less doing. They need a leader who's going to come and have the sensibility to help the most vulnerable one. Right now, I live in Staten Island, and one of the things that pushed me to this race is when I saw that while people were struggling and while we were still fishing body out of the river, they were talking about celebrating a marathon and close the Verrazano, which is the only link that all the New Yorkers who live in Staten Island have to be connected to the city. That's very insensitive by the current administration. I believe that the other candidates, they are part of the current administration. And if we elect them, we're going to have a continuation of the same thing that we have for the last 2 years. We need a change, and Eric Salgado is going to make the change in New York City.
You describe yourself as a conservative Democrat, which would be kind of a contradiction to many New Yorkers. Can you explain it?
Some people call me Reagan in reverse, you know.
Reagan in reverse?
Yes, I am a Democrat, and the Latino community for some strange reason, they all register themselves as a Democrat. But we also believe in big family structure. We also believe in many things that are conservative and culture. And I don't think that disqualify us from being a Democrat. We want to contribute to this city, to our party. We want to remain being Democrat. But at the same time, they should, you know, we should be respected by also believing in traditional values.
And you were introduced at your campaign announcement by State Senator Ruben Diaz Sr., who is known as a religious conservative, anti-abortion rights, anti-gay rights, but liberal on many economic issues. So is that a fair description of you in rough terms?
No. I want to be described as Eric Salgado. I appreciate Reverend Ruben Diaz. He's an icon in our community in the Bronx. I have worked most of my life in Brooklyn, and I have focused my work in helping the most vulnerable one, like the immigrants and many others. I do believe in traditional value, but as a mayor, I'm going to respect all the laws in the city. I'm going to be a fair mayor for everybody. But at the same time, yes, I believe in conservative value, traditional value, and I should be respected for that.
So why do you feel more at home in the Democratic Party than the Republican primary? There is another primary going on in town.
Which one?
Republican primary.
And you know what happened with the last Spanish person that was trying to seek that line. I don't think
Mr.
we have
Carrion, a, who's not
I don't
being
think we have I don't think we have a room as a Latino in the Republican Party right now. I believe we have a huge opportunity in the Democratic Party because most of our people are in the Democratic Party. My mother, my father, my aunts, they all vote as a Democrat. And if we help elect President Obama in the Democratic Party now, we should elect also as Latino candidate to be mayor of the city of New York.
You voted for Obama both times?
I voted for Obama in one occasion. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I did definitely think that we have to exercise the right to choose upon, you know, what we have in front of us and to elect the officials that we believe is the best for our.
You won't tell us when you voted and when you didn't vote for Obama? It's relevant to who you are,
it
right?
is relevant, yes. I told you I voted once. That's what I voted once for Obama.
What were your reservations that you didn't vote the second time or the first time?
What is my – no reservation, you know. In the first election, I was for Hillary. In I wanted Hillary to be
– But in the general?
In the general, then, you know, I want to focus in New York City. I'll be quite honest of the issue in the city.
Right.
I
want to focus. Did you vote for Mayor Bloomberg for all three of his terms?
Do you want to know my record of voting? Yes, when Fernando Ferrer wasn't chosen as the Democratic candidate, yes, I voted for Bloomberg.
And the other two times too?
I don't recall. I don't want to, but I recall that special election. Yeah.
Can I go back to 93? Did
yes.
you vote for Dinkins or Giuliani?
Giuliani.
Why?
Why? Because I believe that Giuliani did something that make all New Yorker proud of. And that's what I don't see in the current politician right now. They come and they want to become mayor, but in the current position that they have in the city, they don't. They haven't done something that we could say, well, we feel proud of this person. We want this person to be the mayor. That's how I feel about Giuliani. He took care of many people that probably belong to his own race, but he didn't care about that. He didn't put a label in people's face. He just go for the right thing to do, and people like that is what we need in office.
And you've said previously that Giuliani had tough-on-crime policies that you would like to go back to, would go back to be the right term, as mayor, Giuliani, tough on crime policies?
Yes. One of the things that we have to make sure is to bring back the force to 37,000 officers. Right now, after many police officers retire, we're going to go back to 34, which is what Dinkins have, and that's unacceptable. The right way to control the city and to make sure that everybody feels safe and actually is safe is by increasing the number of police officers. I know that many people are so focused in the statistic more of what really is going on, but we are not safe. Right now, I could see what the media says, but and what the statistics says and show, but I could also feel what is going on the street. People are being pushed to the train rail. People are being shot, and I don't think we have a safe city right
now. Stop and frisk?
Stop and frisk. we have to understand that New York City is not a melting pot. It's a collection of community. Although many people are saying that it's a tool for the police officers to prevent crime, stop and frisk, the way it's being run by Christine Quinn and the current politician, needs to come to an end. Nobody should be stopped just by the color of the skin. I almost got stopped and frisk. I just got stopped. And then when they find out I'm running for mayor, they didn't frisk me. So I was lucky.
You're invoking Giuliani in a couple of ways. Running in a Democratic primary and invoking your Latino heritage as one of the reasons people might consider voting for you, but also invoking a past mayor who was seen by many in that community as racially divisive. Is that going to get you elected?
No, I told you, you know, I'm, you asked me about Giuliani, actually. You bring it up, and I told you
Well, I saw
that,
you quoted on him in
yes,
the past.
Yes, there was many things that I admire from Giuliani, and I had to speak my mind. I admire him the way he fixed the city. I remember the city before Giuliani. It was very difficult to be out there, especially I was a young man then, and when you go out of the street, you was looking everywhere. After Giuliani, it was much better, and I had to recognize that. And also, everybody wants to be safe. Everybody wants to be able to see her children go out of the door and then come back, and we have to be tough. That's why I'm consider myself conservative. I'm going to be tough on law enforcement as well.
We're almost out of time. You mentioned, and I want to give you a chance to say what you meant by that, you have job creation ideas. Give us one or two.
Okay. One of the things that we want to do is create a program to encourage the non-for-profit organization to do better use of our school facility. We have 1,745 school facility, and they're not used after 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or in the weekends. So we want to rent this school to the non-for-profit organization for them to come out and create a lot of programs, just like ESL school, school of art, sport tournament, or sport-oriented program. And like that, we're going to be able to create a lot of jobs that is going to be basically utilized mostly by young people that probably they have a record and they are not being hired by the big corporation, but it's not for profit. They're going to hire these young people. They're going to give them the training and the experience that they need to go forward on life. So therefore, I believe we're going to create a lot of jobs by doing so. And at the same time, we're going to raise money by renting the school facility to the non-for-profit organization, potentially over $80 million per year, that is going to be used exclusively for the Board of Education. And at the same time, we're going to create jobs, and ultimately, we're going to take our children out of the street, and it's going to be safer for them to be in the city after school on weekends.
Eric Salgado, Reverend Eric Salgado, now running in the Democratic mayoral primary in New York City. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you, Brian, for inviting me. I also want to invite people to my website, salgadonyc.com, salgadonyc.com. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the evolution of the Philadelphia accent, why it doesn't sound the way it used to. Stay with us.